Okay, we're on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and the about a quarter of the way down from the top, V'hatanya. The Gemara said that in the second teretz that Rabbi Yossi, there's three of machlokas. The Tanakama holds that no combination is mutter. They made a gzeira erusin after nesuin, and if she has an arusa to the first husband, she's also to be a arusa or nesua to the second one. She was a nesua to the first one. She can't be arusa or nesua to the second one. So across the board, also. Rabbi Yossi holds that we're not gozer erusin atu nesuin in the case where she was an arusa to the first husband. Then she can even get married to the second husband nesua, except for an almana who is because of avevas. However, if she was a nesua to the first husband, where there is a gzera that if we let her get married to the second one, erusin, she may make nesua in herself, there we are gozer. If we're gozer, we've got to be somebody else, another case, we're not gozer. But for her, we are. And Rabbi Yehuda holds even that case, we're not gozer, as long as the original one was a nesua, and this one's going to be an arusa, is okay. That's the three of machlokas. Now the Gemara asks for a tanya. We have a brisa that says, not like that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanoshim yisarsu, chutz min ho'almon v'tnei ho'ibu, v'kame ibu shalosh loshim yom. Right? Says Beferish over here, kol hanoshim yisarsu. Mashma, even if she was a nesua to the first husband, she can have erusin with the second husband. Not like we said that Rabbi Yossi holds that if she had nesuim with the first husband, she can't have erusin with the second one. The kulan lo yinosu, however, she can't have nesuim with the second one. All of them can't have nesuin with the second one. Ad shiulohem gimul chadoshim. So Mura says, hi, my kusha. Why is that a kasha? Just because it says kol hanoshim? Ilema diktoni Rabbi Yossi omer kol hanoshim yisarsu mialim masnisen tokim nebarusos grushos yinosu. Kochinami kol arusos grushos yinosu. Right? If, because of the ratio, because it says kol hanoshim can have erusin mashma, even if she was in the suah to the first husband, that's no better than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, where's the Mishnah? See the Lashon of the Mishnah. Here it is. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanoshim yisarsu. And we said that the Mishnah doesn't mean all women. It means all women who had, what's it called, only erusin. All women who were grushos who had erusin. But it doesn't mean all women, even the ones that are nesuos. So same thing over here in the Brisa. You can say the same thing. Right? Once we explain the Mishnah like that, and we weren't bothered by the fact that it says kol hanoshim, why should that bother us in the Brisa? Okay. So mi alima masnisin do kim the barusos grushos yinosu. Hachinami kol arusos grushos yinosu. Ela mi sefer. What's bothering you? What's the question from this price of the sefer? Diktani the kulam lo yinosu ad shiulohem gimel chadoshim. Right? Now all of them can't, what's it called, have nesuin. Mashma, only nesuin they can't have. But erusin they could have. Right? Hu delohavi. Isruse shaper domi. But erusin, yes. Even though she was in the suah to the first one, and we just said, now Rabbi Yossi holds not like that. Omarava treats the emahachi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol arusos grushos yinosu, chutz minhu almanam et neho ibu, the kama ibu shalosh lo shim yom. Unesuos lo yisarsu, ad shi elohem shloshi chadoshim, the almanam minhu erusin. Oh, that's the cool name. So learn the braisa like this, that it's taka talking that, all nesuos, what's it called? All arusos, grushos, can have nesuin, but all the ones who have nesuin can have erusin. And just exactly the same way that we learned the Mishnah, see Rashi. Kol hanoshim yisarsu v'afilu nesuos. First we think the Braisa says kol hanoshim means even nesuos can have erusin. We said Rabbi Yossi holds not like that. The kulan hanesuos bein grusha bein almana lo yinosu mishum havchonat shloshe chadoshim. But all the ones that had nesuin can't, what's it called, can't have nesuin, because then we don't know who the child belongs to. Hachanami, Tani Hachi, Kol Arusos Grushos Yinosim. When it says Kol Anoshim, it doesn't mean even the Suos. It means only Arusos Grushos, but not Almonos, because they have to worry about evil. Chutz min Almona, Afilu Arusos Neheibu. The Kulan, Hanesuos Lo Yinosu, Afilu Grusha, Duleke Ebel, the Chashin Mavchana. But all the Nesuos can't have Nesuin, because we're afraid of the of not knowing who the child is. Ela misefa the Tony Vakulno Yinosu. The Al Korchach Anasuos lo Yinosu kai. The Sefer must be talking about Nesuos. And it's Mashma, they can't have Nesuin, but Erison they could have. The Ha Okmaresha Arusos Yinosu. The Logazrina Mishum Havchana de Nesuos. Hilkach Sefer Anasuos kai. The Tony lo Yinosu de Vain Havchana. Right? That, Arusos can have Nesuin, but Nesuos can't have Nesuin. Avalisrusa Shapradombi, Mashma Nesua, could have Erison. Not like we said, Rav Yossi says. The Logazrin Erison after Nesuin. Treat Sveimahachi, Samar says, no, answer like this. The Vade Seif on Nesuin, Koi, Kitakamras. A body of the Seif is going on Nesuin. Kolha Nesuos. Umiyo lo kisme lo yinosu, ela lo yisarsu. Don't read in the Sefer, kolha Nesuos. Lo yinosu, mashma that they could have erison. No, lo yisarsu, they can't even have erison. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so now what we're saying is that a woman whose husband died and she only had erison, right, can't have nisuin, even though a regular woman, a grusha, who had erison could have nisuin, but an almana can't have nisuin. Why? Because she has to be misabel for her husband for 30 days. And therefore, she can't have Nesuin. Mara says, the Almonim in Ha'erisin, mi isla ibel, is there such a thing as Avelis for a woman who has never had Nesuin to a man? She was only in Arusa and her husband died. She has to miss Abel for him? Right? The connection isn't strong enough to create Avelis. It wasn't really her husband. She's not called She'era. V'atani Reb Chiya Barami, Ishto Arusa, if you have a wife who is only an Arusa, lo onein velo metame lo, so the husband doesn't become an onein, and if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to be metame to her, because she's not really his full-fledged wife. V'chein hi lo onenes velo metame lo, she doesn't do aninus, and the metame doesn't mean here a woman's allowed to metame to anybody she wants, just means she has no chiyuv to go to the funeral. It's not her husband. Not her full-fledged husband. Mesa, if she died, Eino Yarsha. Eino Yarsha. He doesn't Yarshin her. Her Yerusha goes to her relatives. Mesu, if he dies, Govek Suvas. However, Arusa has Ksuba. So if he dies, she gets her Ksuba. So the Mesa, there is no Avelis. We can't learn this. Can't say all Nesuos, all Arusos can have Nesuin. Except for an almona min ha'erusin, she can't have nesuin because of avelus. What kind of avelus? She's only an almona min ha'erusin. There is no avelus. Rashi. V'lo mitame, kolomer ena mitzuva l'sasek bo. She doesn't have to worry about the funeral. She doesn't have to make the arrangements or whatever. Govek subasa, could go into kosev lo min ha'erusin. If he wrote her a ksuba ready from ha'erusin, so this Tana holds that there is ksuba min ha'eris. Okay. So Mara says, Ela Tanoi. No, so what we started with, whether a woman who is a Nesua, okay, can't get married because of Avelis, that's a Machlokas Tanoi. Where we said that Erisin is Osir. So even Erisin is Osir. What's it called? During the Shloshim, that's not the case. The Tanya, Me Rosh Chodesh V'ad Atainis, from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, Ha'am Mimatim Miskeha, Melisa Milite, Melivnos, Lentoa, Umile Ores, Umilisa Milisa. From Rosh Chodesh till Tisha B'Av, the following halachas apply. You minimize business, and you don't build, buildings of simcha, or plant netios of simcha, and you can't get erisin or nesuin. So that's from Rosh Chodesh till the Tainis. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'av Besocha, and the week that Tisha B'av falls, right, after Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh can be before the week that Tisha B'av falls, like this week. Right, from Rosh Chodesh Av till the Sunday before Tisha B'av, that's Rosh Chodesh till Shavuot Shechal Bo. And from Sunday till Tuesday is Shavuot Shechal Bo. Also the Sapir, so then there's more halachas. You're not allowed to take a haircut. Ulechabes, and you're not allowed to wash clothing. Va'asur leores, and you can't have erusin either. V'yesh omrim, kol achodesh asur, and some hold the whole month is asur, even after Tisha B'av. So what's it called, Usurashi? So from here we see that erusin is asur, even what's it called before the tainus, even erusin is asur. So the kavachom we had before, where kibus is mutter. Right, where kibus is asur, erusin is mutter, kol shekein, where kibus is mutter, erusin is mutter, during shloshim, we don't have that kal v'chomer anymore. Because now, what?
Kal v'chomer is not from Rosh Chodesh till Tishbu?
What?
When it says the Gemara says kal v'chomer.
No, because we had from before, oh yeah, no, yeah, you're right. That's a call. These halachas apply even from before Shavuot Shechal Bo, right. Okay. Ela tanoihi, ela la'olam kediktoni masnishin, kol anoshim yisarsu, ubi the parshin and bereshim ha'isin danesu oskoi. So we're going back to explain Rabbi Yossi, that when it says kol anoshim, it means even the suos. And even the suos could have, what's it called, even the suos. The ibul ikobinayim. And everybody holds that a nesua could have erison. Not like we said before that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue in that. No, Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda agree legabe the halachos of nesuim and erison. The only thing they disagree about is the ibul, that an almana min hanesuin can't get married for 30 days. That's where they argue. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that, and Rabbi Yossi does. And that's a machlokas tanoim. And the Ashmainan, the Erisin bimei evil asur. Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman who is a Avela can't have Erisin during Shloshim, right? With the Kashalach, Kodim Azman, Diktani, Ma'arsin, Tanoi. And that which we said, that it says that a woman who's an Avela could have Erisin, it's a Machlokas Tanoi, the Ekel Amanda asur. Because this Brisa says that a woman who is an Avela can't have Erisin, or Shloshim. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of the Mandi Amr who holds that Erusin is okay during Shloshim. He holds that Erusin is not okay during Shloshim. Maskif Loravashi, Mimai de Leoris Mamish, Dilma Lamavid Sudas Erusin, who? The Osir. Maybe you're allowed to have Erusin, but you can't make a Suda. The Iker Simcha is the Suda, not the Erusin. And therefore, we're back to what we started with. Why can't she have Erisin? Just don't make a suda. Hale Ari Shaper Dami. Somebody says, Ihochi Melisa Linosi Nomi Lemevit Sudas Nesuin Huda Asir. Halisa Shaper. If you want, then you have to make it parallel to Nesuin. That she can't have Nesuin during Shloshim only if there's a suda. But if there's no suda, she could have Nesuin too. Hochi Hashta. And that's not true. Nesuin is asur even without a suda, so then Erusin is also asur without a suda. Where it says Hachi Hash, there's no comparison. Bishlam and Nesuin below suda ikas simcha. Nesuin without a suda, the Nesuin itself is a simcha, right? They can live together. Aval Erusin below suda ikas simcha. But stam to be married, they can't live together yet, so there's no simcha in the etzem Erusin. The simcha is the suda. Elam Arvashi Shani Avelus Chadosha Me Avelus Yishana. Right. By Tisha B'av, it could be that you're allowed to have Erusin in a time when you're, even when you're, what's it called, not allowed to make kibus. And the Kal V'chomer stands. But that's what's it called an Avelus Yishana. But Avelus Chadasha is a different story. Here, Taki, you can't have Erusin. There, maybe, is okay. Because Avelus Yishana, the same kind of Avelus that you have for the Beis HaMikdash is not, even though it's a serious thing, but it's already an old Avelus. So it's not as serious as a fresh Avelus. The Shami Avelus the Rabbi and the Avelus the Yachid. And also, Tisha B'av, everybody's Mesabel. It's not a specifically private Avelus. But a private Avelus is more intense. So a private Avelus that's new, which is a regular Avelus, that Erusin is Asur. And what's it called? And a public Avelus, which is old, there Erusin would be Mutter. Rashi. Elom Ravashi. Lo suk meketanoi. Don't say it's a machlokas tanoim whether Erusin is mutter or not before Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yossi molde bahida ma'arsin. And Rabbi Yossi holds that what's it called that you could have Erusin. No. With the kashulach kalvachomerhu, shani bin avelus chadosha, the Tisha B'Av, the havi avelus yishona, the avelus derabim hilchat kila. Therefore it's more kalv. And achanami. Rabbi Yossi could agree that by Tisha B'Av you're allowed to have Erusin. Even where kibus is aser, erusin is mutter. And we should make a kavachomer if that's the case, where kibus is mutter, surely erusin is mutter? No. That's only by avelus yishon and avelus derabim, which is more lenient. But avelus of a yochid, which is a new avelus, there erusin is aser. And you can't make the kavachomer one for the other. They're two different apples and oranges. This is one kind of avelus, this is a different kind of avelus. Okay. That's only if the you didn't start the Avelis. If you started the Avelis, it doesn't push away the Avelis.
Right.
But if it didn't start the Avelis yet, then it's the Simcha of... It's not a Simcha of a Rabbi. It's a Simcha of a Yochid. Why is Simcha Rabbi? What? Right, that's Simcha's Yochid. Right, so that pushes away the what's it called the Avelis from starting. But the Avelis started already, you grab the Avelis.